This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, as many of you know, and if many of you are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. We always welcome new listeners to our podcast, and you know, when people tend to hear Thoughts Become Things, they get excited because they know it's something that they can participate in. And I think sometimes we forget that God wants us to be participators of our lives, and we're not puppets. We're not just, you know, waiting on Him to do everything for us, and all of a sudden the universe does this, God's going to come in here and do that, and you know, Jesus is going to do this for us. It's, you know, life would be easy if that was the case, but one thing I love about the kingdom of God is the fact that we can be participators, and whether we participate or not is up to us, but we can't expect our lives to turn out the way we want it to, or even the way God wants it to, if we don't participate. There's an old saying that is, be a participant of, you know, in your own recovery, and it's so true. You know, the Bible talks about my new book called Healing, and I talk about physician, heal thyself. There's so many verses in the Bible that calls you to the forefront. It pulls you to the home plate, like in a baseball game, and it says, okay, it's time for you to bat. And what most people do is they don't realize, but they get into the home plate here, and you've got three men on base one, base two, base three, you know, and second base, third base, first base, and all of a sudden it's like they look up the heavens, and here comes the ball, and they're like, God, bat for me. You know, and that's how a lot of people live their lives, and guess what? They strike out. Because unless you put action to that, to your arm, to move that bat, you're not going to hit the ball. It's like saying, God, you know, be my pilot, you know. That's true. We want God to be sort of not really in control, because the truth is that in control is something that God doesn't want to be in control of your life. And nowhere, let me phrase this, nowhere in the Bible does it say God wants to be in control of your life. Nowhere. It means God wants to work with you. As you decrease, He increases in you, which means He wants to work His life in you and through you, because He wants you to participate with Him. You're the arms, you're the legs, you're the feet. You know, the old saying is true, you know, we're the face of God that no one, maybe people might ever see. The truth is that's real. But you got to participate in your own recovery. You got to participate in your own life. And in my healing book, I mentioned, you know, physician, heal thyself, because I wanted people to understand that you have to participate. You have to be able to know God is not going to move the bat for you. You move the bat. You're the one. Not God, you're the one. And God works in you and through you. And therefore, you both begin to step under the plate, and you do it together as you co-create your life. God doesn't bat for you. You don't sit there and say, oh God, I pray that you miraculously, magically move this bat and hit this ball and let it be out, you know, out of the field. You know, let me bring in all the guys on first base, second base, third base. Let me just bring them on home, God. And that's not how the kingdom of God works. You're expecting a magic trick. God's not into magic. He's into co-creating with you. And you got to remember, that's the grace of God, is that we begin to co-create with Him. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of the kingdom of God. Now, I wanted to call today's podcast, What Attraction Is Not. What Attraction Is Not. Because I wanted you to be able to understand the difference between magic and Bible. Understand the difference between our responsibility and taking the blue pill, so to say, from, you know, Aladdin. I mean, excuse me, like from the Matrix movie. Because we don't stop to realize it's not about which pill will you take today, and then you're going to be thrown to the Matrix, and everything's just going to be totally different. And it's not really about that, nor is it about the idea of feeling as if that, you know, you're rubbing the lamp like Aladdin, and here comes God out, and He says, you've got three wishes, what is it you so desire? God is not your sugar daddy. Okay? God is not your magic pill. He is God. And because of that, God loves for us to work with Him and in Him and through Him, just like He works in and through us as well. So with that said, I've noticed a lot of times people around me, especially friends of mine, who know what I do for a living. There are participants in it as well, family members, people I hear in conferences, and a lot of times they tend to say, sentences like this, and that is, I'm going to track this today in my life. I'm going to track this today in my life, and it sounds good. I love the words, the wordage of it, but the truth is that's not how it works. And people like that tend to feel as if it's just about what they say, and if I say it today, it's just going to magically happen, like Aladdin. That's not how it works, folks. Biblical attraction works this way. It works, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thinketh doesn't mean think one time. Remember in the 80s and 90s, I know, every decade's had this, we call them one-hit wonders, where you get these bands, these musicians, especially in the 80s, you get the bands and musicians, to the singers, and they have a one-hit wonder. And all of a sudden, after that, you never hear from them again. And then years and years later, like 20 years later, you hear about, on the TV show, Where Are They Now? And it sort of interviews them, and they're like, oh man, I'm selling life insurance now, I'm cutting grass for a living, I own my own studio, whatever. Because the fact that they had a one-time song where it just hit hard, and that was it. Like, nothing was before them, nothing was after that song, but that one song made it to the top. And all of a sudden, they just didn't get enough money, residual income, I should say, from all these hits that were coming out, that it just, that they just flunked them. They just flunked. It's like, oh man, I didn't get the money I needed. And so because of that, they just went downhill. Now, we know what a one-hit wonder is now, right? One-hit band, we could say, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, this is where you have to remember, it's not about that. It's not about a one-time wonder where you say one thing, and I'm going to track this today in my life, and it just happens. That's not how it works. When the Bible says, as a man thinketh, notice, now I know we're talking about old English language, or when it deals with thinketh, we don't use that word a lot. I don't go to my friend and say, today I thinketh this. We don't do that, do we? But what it means is it actually is a continuum. It's a continuation. It's a processing. It's a forever a mantra, so to say. And the word mantra, God love Christian, sometimes they tend to go overboard with it because we don't realize that it's okay. The word mantra is not a bad word. It just literally means you're saying the same thing over and over and over again. It becomes a mantra. When you have a prayer that you're saying all throughout the day, what you're doing is you're bringing a mantra in your prayer. It just means you're saying it over and over. You're being repetitious with it. That's all it means. So, don't put power behind a word. The word means literally just that. And so when we say that, when we say mantra, when we say thinketh, what we're saying is you've got to dwell on it, think about it, live a lifestyle of it. It's not about today I'm going to attract a new car into my life and then you go about your business and don't think anything else. But that one hit wonder word, your magic spell sentence is going to put you over the edge. That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God doesn't function or operate that way. The kingdom of God means you think upon things that are pure, praiseworthy. You meditate upon these things, things that are virtuous, things that are, of good report. And what the scripture's saying is, this is an everyday occurrence for you. It's not once a day. This is not like a pill you take one of these in the morning and, one every day, preferably with a meal, It's not about that. It's about thinking it throughout the day, every day. Let it become a lifestyle to you. Everyone on earth has a lifestyle. Everyone has a style of living. Oh, she's in that lifestyle. Well, guess what? So are you. I'm in a lifestyle. I don't know if you guys know this, but guess what? Jeremy Lopez is in a lifestyle. And guess what? So are you. Because it just means you have a style of your life. We tend to make things and make words so bad now, as if it's like an evilness. And you're thinking, well, guess what? Unless you're dead, you have a style of how you live your life as well. So don't let the religious system clutter up a word and make it nasty, okay? Don't let the Pharisees of today, which I won't call out certain Christian magazines that do that are pure gossip and they tend to make things filthy see as if it's just, you know, a bad word. You know, it's not. And I refuse to let the Pharisees to make certain things a bad word when it's a good, godly word. You have a lifestyle, folks. We all have a lifestyle. And the lifestyle, which means what the style or the pattern of the consistency of how you live, okay, that's what it means. Guess what? That means that you and I, we all have that. So in your lifestyle experience every day, are you meditating, another word for mantra we could say, pondering, sila, you know, a pause on, think about this main thing. Are we doing this every day throughout the day? There's the key word right there, is throughout the day. So it's not like you can sit here and say, I'm going to track this today in my world. Well, you know, unfortunately, you're not going to. It's not going to happen. Because when you look at the reality of meditating, thinketh, pondering on, what we're talking about is you're constantly vibrating. You're constantly bringing forth that energy, that vibration of a consistent pattern that becomes a lifestyle to you. So if a person's rich, we could say they have a lifestyle. They have a style or pattern of being successful. They have a style or pattern of having a lot of money because they understand obviously the consistency of it. No one woke up one day and say, hey, guess what? I heard all this new stuff about attraction, and today I attract riches into my life. I mean, you know, I was about to say, do you realize how idiotic that sounds? No, you know, no offense, folks, but how idiotic that sounds. You can't live a life that way, nor does it work that way. The kingdom of God doesn't work that way. The operation of the kingdom of God is the style or the pattern that you bow to. You make, or we could say it this way, that you make Lord into your life. Now, when we say that those things, we mean that, sure, you know, we understand as Christians, we serve Christ. We understand, you know, that God is in our lives as our Heavenly Father. We get all that. But we also have to begin to understand it's a consistent way of living. I don't wake up every day and say, I attract Jesus into my life today. I mean, think about how idiotic that sounds. You know, today I attract God as if God is nowhere near me and I just attract God to pull into my world. No, that's not what it means. What it means for you is it means that the consistency of bowing to His throne, bowing to His Lordship. That's what it means, right? Well, attraction works the exact same way. If whatever it is your life you want. Now, we could say material things from cars to homes to whatever and new jobs, new careers. Absolutely. It all works the same. It doesn't mean you're bowing to serve, okay? But so you need to know the difference. You know, when we deal with the love of money is the root of all evil, we're dealing with someone who bows to money or bows to the love of it to where it becomes their God. It becomes a master to them where they let money rule their destiny, their day, their thought pattern, their thought form all day long. That's what that means. You know, but if I say I'm a friend of money, I want money, I want money in my life, then you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Because then I'm recognizing the fact that I am the master over money. Money is not the master. When I make anything or anyone the master of my life besides God, then I'm actually moving into something where my lifestyle has been bowing down to that thing or that substance, correct? And so we have to look and realize that what we're talking about here is not bowing down to in a lifestyle format of cars and homes and careers and everything else. We're dealing with the fact that we are the masters over the things. And being the master over the things means that I can attract into my world by my meditation, my thinking upon these things, just doing it in a way where I maintain my mastery. I maintain my leadership role over these things. I maintain the fact that I'm the one in charge over these things that I am attracting or thinking throughout the day on. Pondering on. Okay, so it's not that hard. You just have to remember, you have to discipline yourself to be able to know God, you know. Your word says, I wish of all things you'd prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. And many other verses that talk about so many other things. Compassion, mercy, grace, hope, joy. You know, it's not about money. It's about, or this is not about a, you know, a name and claim it. This is about a lifestyle of everything in God's word that He says you can have. that you're desiring and that you need according to His kingdom to live a fulfilled, satisfied life full of a lot of fruit, bearing forth fruit, producing. You know, how do they know that you're my disciples? By the love they have one for another, producing the love. And so from all of that, you don't say, today I'm going to attract love into my life. Today I'm going to attract hope into my life. You know, hey, today I'm going to attract God, I'm going to attract compassion. No, that's not how it works. It means I set my intention right now and every moment of the day to start meditating on, focusing upon, and many people say, well, how do I do that without bringing the love of a new house into my world? How do I do that without bringing the love of a new car into my world? I said, it's not that hard. What that means is you focus on the fact of why you need that house. I need a house because. I need a new car because. Sure, God doesn't mind if I have it. As long as these things don't rule me, I'm fine, right? And so through that, you got to begin to realize also that these are things God is alerting you on to say, hey, you don't have to love it, but you can meditate upon the fact that you need one in your world because, you know, money does answer all things, and there's nothing wrong with it. So get into that habit and you'll begin to do it. So don't find yourself just saying, I attract this, I attract that. That's not what you want to do. Live a lifestyle of attraction and you will attract vibrationally everything in your world that you need every single day of your life. And that's the key, folks. That's what attraction is not, and that's what attraction is, all right? So I'm so glad you guys tuned in today to this podcast. I really am. You guys are so awesome. And by the way, do not forget to get my latest book on healing. It's called Healing, Energy, Science, the Bible, and You. And this is a very powerful, very, very powerful book, by the way. It's a really powerful book that will totally change your life forever. So I want to encourage each one of you to begin to order the book today on healing. It'll transform your life forever. Hey, you guys, don't forget, check out the website identitynetwork.net, and you guys get the book, and you guys have a blessed, amazing, powerful day, and do not forget, create your reality to where you can manifest everything God wants you to manifest this week. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.